You probably hear it, so it's starting to rain like hell out here now. Monsoon's on over here, and just rain and mud, and not much to do. I'm on a radio watch now. I'm at Joe and Neptune, sitting in a poncho hooch, listening to the rain. I can't say, I think of much more to say, so I'll turn tape back over to Kevin. Enjoyed talking to you all. See you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, go on. Tim, I don't think you can tape now. It's raining so hard and windy. I think the rain will block out the tape.
Maybe.
I'll turn it off.
Get on?
Well, yeah, the rain's stopping anyway. Just like a hurricane. This rain's on right down my back.
Is it? Come on in here.
Tape's on, too.
Rain like hell. Hey, Kevin, come on inside here and you'll get wet. Damn rain, man. Can't be hacking this stuff.
Oh,
I'm gonna come down on there. I mean, we got a leak. It's coming in the top.
You know why? You put your joint the wrong way.
You know, we had it pulled tight here, but...
We should have taken and put this on the other side. You know, we'd have to have it lapped the other way, too.
Yeah. We got to lap this way here, but, you know, the wind comes from this way, so it just pushes it right up in there. I don't get wet where I'm sleeping, but, Denzig does.
No. Nah.
What about that?
I don't get wet either. Where do you sleep over there?
Huh? Right here.
Oh.
Well, I ain't got an air mattress. That's the only thing. They have sleep in mud, and the water can run in.
I put the rain pans over here, but they must have flew off or something.
What's
you don't want to put anything in this here.
007 7645. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
You think? You got past the place filled up with water out there.
No. Look at that. This place is mud hole in 2 seconds. It's starting to dry out.
There's a lot of rain coming down. There's a puddle right there where you're sitting, right? It's filled up already.
Yeah.
That's all my food, my feet.
You should have ditched it. You should have put a ditch down for you.
I had a ditch. The ditch is raining coming down too fast. After it stops for 10 minutes, the dishes run out okay, you know, there's no sweat,
yeah.
But when it's coming down, it comes down so fast, so much of it, just don't run off the dishes fast enough.
How old are you, 20?
19. Won't be 20 till another month and 7 days. 8 days. 7 or 8 days.
You're working for Protestant?
Your birthday's 7 or 8 days?
No, month and 7 or 8 days.
Oh, month. You're getting there. Mm. Is tape on?
Yeah, it's on. Seems like longer than a half hour, though.
When's your birthday, September?
Hey, the tape recorder's going. You hear this talking in the background. It's our medic, Doc, and Kevin was filling out a card for him. Go get his knuckle patched up. Put a little dent in it with a trenching tool, one of his good buddies. Nothing serious. They just had a truck out and it went by. So I'll call him up on the horn, give him hell about it, and get a truck out here for him.
I'll call him up.
Yeah.
St. Charlie, this is Benny Danzig.
Denny Danzig.
Can you use the word?
Well, when you talk on the phone, I'll record it. You should have got some...
What hand is it on, right?
Yeah. You should have sent some recording home of you talking on the horn, you know, and you send yours home.
Really?
Why don't you get a radio?
You know, to send your parents, so they know what you do.
Not that radio, that radio.
St. Charlie, Devil Charlie. Roger, Double Jelly, what happened to our Victor was coming out here to pick up this man. One seemed to come out and dropped off a guy from our element and just took off on us. Can you just let me know on that? Roger, thank you much.
Well,
he get another vehicle
Nick
out for
screwed up again, as usual.
Yeah, he's
going
to get out there. Stop. They better get out and stop
truck.
Our mail.
We
don't need your right leg to stand on either.
Lieutenant Nick is really wants to impress the colonel there, you know what?
Who's
that last rain
stop? He's a faggot.
Okay, man, get out of your hoosters. Let's go. Let's get to work on that bunker.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he says when old Major George is coming?
When that police guy comes up.
Steel pot on and get your flak, get your shirt on.
Is that right?
Button it up, he told me.
In Vietnam, making police calls, man, that's a trip. That's a bummer.
I'm expecting to get flak jackets out of here tonight after 7 o'clock. You're out there with flak jackets still put on.
Definitely.
Please hold down.
Listen, you, on Bunker Hill, you wouldn't believe it. They aren't strict at St. George about on Bunker Hill. You didn't have a flak jacket on. You got an Article 15 on the spot.
What, all the time or what?
No, after 6 o'clock.
Is that right?
Yeah,
see, mortar rounds only come in after 6.
That's the only time you get hit is after 6.
Down,
they don't hit you before then.
No. You didn't have your sleeves down and a flak jacket on Article 15.
Yeah, when those mosquitoes come in, they only come in after 6 o'clock. That's the only time you catch malaria. They got some dumb things in this army. Got a dumb army.
Yep, just like my father said.
What'd your father say?
He said, don't join the army. He told me how bad it was. He was right.
My father says, don't volunteer for anything.
Right, thanks for my
That's what mine did, too.
Your father knew he was talking about then, didn't he?
He said, join anything, but don't join the army. He's right.
Don't volunteer for anything when you get in there. It's all screwed up, boy.
I remember the one thing my dad said, he said, they asked him, who's got a driver's license?
Yeah.
You know, and all these guys are raising their hand, man, they're going to be getting over, you know, driving the truck.
Yeah.
And everyone who raised their hand, they gave them a broom.
They did that in basic training to me. They said, who's got a driver's license? I raised my hand and they had me pushing that wheelbarrow thing that follows the whole company, you know, carries water on it.
We used to run track here, you know. And a couple guys raised their hand, you know. Oh, good, you guys stand over here, you know. And he has, you know, he got going after you, saying, who plays that pinball, you know? And a couple guys raised their hand. He says, wow, what is this stuff, you know? And he has some good men, he says. I'm standing over there, and he asks, who's a good swimmer and all this stuff? And who likes sports a lot, you know? And, wow, you know. Let's see what this is. I raised my hand.
Well, there's going to be a mail truck coming pretty soon, so I got to end this tape.
I woke up at
I
went outside for a walk. And,
Outside for a walk. Well, there I was. Did he walk around the perimeter or not?
4 o'clock in the morning. No, Satan, I saw I woke up. Satan was yelling all this shit. Stuff. And, he says, let's wake up your line out there because a trip player just went off the George. So I went outside. They're obviously walking around waking each other up for bars. So, I guess they do pull it. So.
Yeah, they pull it here, but I don't know about on trip.
Slow down, man.
Hey, Mom, send me some seafood. What do you guys like? See if I can get something different.
Make sure your father sends some more tape to those races.
Yeah, them are good. I've been waiting for one myself.
We haven't heard your mother talk on there. Mrs. Welch, what's wrong with you? How come you don't say much on those tapes?
She likes to write a lot. She don't like to talk too much.
Oh, that's good. Letters are a big thing.
Yeah, I get a letter all the time. I get letters from her all the time. Too bad some of my other friends didn't write more often, you know? I used to write all the time.
Your brother write you?
Yeah, now and then.
My brother's now and then, too. How about your sister?
Yeah, now and then.
Now and then. My sister's pretty good. She writes. What's your sister's name again?
Kathy.
Kathy, how come you don't write Kevin? You don't write Kevin so much.
Probably because I don't write back. I can't think of anything to say.
Oh. Well, that's pretty good. I always say hi, you know.
Oh, I've almost got this out.
So, well, if you haven't got time to write, just put a big X on a paper and send it to me so I'll know you're thinking of me.
Well, that's the end of the tape. So, say hello to everybody for me. And take care, because I'm getting short, and I'll be home in a few months. And send the tape back as soon as you can, okay? Okay, bye-bye.